And if you are a mortgage holder or you're somebody with a loan, you'll be welcoming the news that the European Central Bank is expected to agree a 0.25% of a cut in interest rates at its meeting in Frankfurt today. It will come after 10 interest rate hikes we've seen over the last 2 years since July of 2022. The monthly mortgage payment is generally the most significant household expenditure for homeowners in Ireland, and it's a payment that's risen, and I don't have to tell you out there, substantially over the last 2 years, thanks to those interest rate increases from the ECB. In the 12 months to April, mortgage interest payments in Ireland grew by 21%, according to the Central Statistics Office. That was on top of a 41% increase between 2022 and 2023. And that is a demonstration of how interest rate hikes really hurt mortgage holders. But the hope is from today that change is coming. And with me on the line to talk about this is Padraig Casán of Padraig Casán Financial Services, a Zelta man, of course. Padraig, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning. This will be welcome news after 2 years of pain, I suppose, for people.
It is absolutely welcome news. I suppose we've reached an environment now where the target of inflation being at 2% from the European Central Bank is close to being reached, and they feel it's time to commence easing back on the aggressive increases that occurred from July 22. They went up from 0% to 4.5%, and then you add a margin for the bank on top of that. So interest rates caused substantial pain to people in the last couple of years, as we know from the everyday finances of energy and all of the other costs that increased, and it put a lot of pain in people's pockets. And a 0.25, while it's a reasonably small reduction, at least it shows that there's an end to increasing, and it has stopped and is now hopefully beginning to go the other way, which will be very welcome news for all mortgage customers.
Yeah, no, this will immediately go to anyone on a tracker mortgage, for starters, I suppose, and result in a reduction.
I suppose a bit like the increases automatically being transferred onto tracker mortgage holders, the decreases automatically follow as well. So the month following the decrease, your payments will decrease automatically. For variable rate customers, it becomes more at the discretion of the lender. Now, in fairness to those lenders, particularly the main players of Irish Permanent TSB, Bank of Ireland, AIB, they didn't pass on all of the increases that occurred from the European Central Bank. Now, there are two reasons for that. One, they were already priced high initially anyway, in a very low interest rate environment. Our variable rates are one of the highest variable rates in Europe, so they were able to absorb, as they would put it, some of the increases that occurred, but it'll be at their discretion. But thankfully, in that regard, there is more competition in the marketplace at the moment, and that's generally what can influence more of a variable rate change, that if competition decides to decrease their variable rates, then the main lenders tend to follow in order to keep with or ahead of the marketplace.
Yeah. Look, there's a saving of around €500, give or take, for a tracker holder, let's say, who borrowed €300,000. However, if you look at that same mortgage, they're still €4,000 higher than they were in 2021 per annum, the repayments.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But I think to understand that, Gerry, it's important to remember that when the European Central Bank brought their base lending rate to zero, it brought in...
Trackers benefited massively for years. Yeah,
they did, because the rate remained low for so long, basically about five and a bit years, low interest rates nearly became normal. So any increase then was hitting directly pockets because people's lifestyles and expenditure adjusted because the low variable rate, the low rate stayed for so long. It meant that people were essentially now being hit very hard because they had become normalized to low interest rates, and to go from 0 to 4.5% was an enormous increase and an enormous hit directly into pockets of families and individuals who were paying those mortgages. The purpose of it, of course, was to lower inflation, because inflation is the, let's say, the cardinal sin that affects everything economically, Europe-wise, worldwide, and it is getting it under control was the proper thing to do, and try and get it under control, because it does affect wider things in the area of lifestyle and expenditure and family welfare, from groceries all the way up. To get that reduced was absolutely a key factor in what caused the increases of interest rates, and it's to take money out of the marketplace, essentially. Putting some of that money back into the marketplace, they have to be very careful that they don't do it too quickly, because it also means that it influences the exchange rate between euro and dollar, because America has said they're not decreasing rates just at the moment. They have decided to put a hold on matters, and so Europe has to be very careful that they don't influence a cause and effect to a wider degree other than just mortgage holders.
Yep.
It should be said also deposit holders will be looking at this anxiously as well, because they didn't benefit from all of the increases in the European Central Bank interest rates, and as we know, the deposit rates in Ireland and offers, particularly on overnight deposits, is a fraction of 1%. So they may even see a further reduction to that minimal amount, which would not be welcome for the people with deposits.
No, it certainly would, seeing as they didn't benefit from the other side of it, if that happens. Cormac, you mentioned competition there, and when it comes to either depositors or to borrowers, competition is a healthy thing. Are things improving on that front?
They are improving, yes. I mean, credit unions collectively around Ireland have moved into the mortgage area, which was to be welcomed. The likes of Avant Ireland, who are backed by Bank Inter from Spain, a very large bank in Spain, they're in the marketplace now. The non-recognised lenders, for want of a collective way of putting them, the likes of Finance Ireland and Dilosc, they kind of went, the market went against them when money markets went in against them when the increases were happening, and they became uncompetitive. Their competitiveness will improve now with lowering of interest rates on the commercial side. So the great thing for people at the moment is there is at least a choice in looking at to see what's available given your circumstances, and is it suitable to move, or that you can go back to your lender and threaten to move and thereby hopefully force them to improve on their rates. Some of the fixed rates that are available at the moment, particularly for first-time buyers, have probably already priced in this reduction and are down at figures of around 3.6-3.7%.
Yeah.
There's a big factor with regard to vulture funds, the so-called vulture funds of this world. They passed on every increase that occurred as if it was a tracker mortgage, but it wasn't in a lot of cases, and some of those interest rates are up 8%. There has been a lot of improvement with some of the main lenders, particularly Bank of Ireland, who will now look at those vulture customers irrespective of their previous historical difficulties. If they have performed well for a year and two in some cases, they will look at taking them back, and that can improve an interest rate and reduce it from a figure of maybe 8% down to about 4%, which is a substantial reduction and gets them out of the prison of a vulture.
Yeah. Are we going to see, Paul, finally, are we going to see a retail bank entering the market again? Or with the way things have gone now, with online banking and Revolut and other sort of entities out there, what's likely to happen there?
I don't see a bank as we would have traditionally known them having multiple branches throughout the country. I don't see any bank like that coming in, because the cost of doing that, because people don't visit banks as much as they used to. Now, there are sectors of society, particularly older people who still deal with calling to the branch counter and so forth, but that is dying off. So the whole world of banking has changed substantially. Revolut is a perfect example of how quick somebody can transfer money and do it almost instantaneously. So I don't see a bank coming in to the regards of setting up a branch network throughout Ireland. What has arrived and is likely to improve the competition side is the likes of Avant Ireland, who have come in, particularly doing mortgages at the moment, but doing a lot of other areas of term loans and so forth. But Raisin and Revolut are now just about to move into the mortgage area. They have been starting to offer deposit rates that are a lot more competitive than the mainstream lenders. Easy to do when you don't have the network of a branch network and the cost of that. But so the let's say the horizon going forward for banking in this country is changing, and changing for the better in some regards, but change that can also pose difficulties for some customers, let's say, that would like to keep the branch in the local village and the access to that and the security and the reassurance that gives. That landscape is probably going to change, and the dotting of branches will probably mean some reduction in the supply of mortgages of branches because of the cost of it and the lesser amount of people that are using branches that we would have heretofore used.
Yeah, brilliant, Paul. Well, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the program this morning.